interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hey there, everyone. My goodness, summer is just full steam ahead, and there's a lot happening throughout the Treasure Coast. New restaurants are opening, some are closing, and I'm really excited to give you all the scoop on one that is very much so thriving, although it's like a little secret. You got to know some things to be able to find it and to explore it and taste all of its flavors. Before I bring her on the air, I'm going to let her take a few more sips. And shout out to our friends over at Foxy Nails, two locations, one in Vero in the Fresh Market Plaza, the second off of Seaway Drive on South Hutchinson Island. They are nail artists. I went last week and I got completely foxified and I did these big chunky glitter tips. And it's so fun for when you're out on the boat or at the beach. It does nothing but sparkle and make me smile. And the pricing is right and it lasts for weeks. There's gift cards available. They're open 7 days. Lash extensions, manicures, pedicures, waxing, you name it. Foxy Nails. They're my Foxy family. You'll love them too. But you're going to want to be foxified and looking your best when you go dine at the all-new Kitties. And here in the studio is my dear friend, the beautiful Kitty Wagner. Hello.
Hi. Your nails do look good, by the way.
Thank you.
I think that's really super fun.
It is fun.
And man, I really missed your intro music.
Right?
I haven't heard that in a long time.
Salsa. A little like an ode to Sex and the City.
Yeah.
All the cool stuff.
Super fun.
I know. What's really fun is your new hotspot that folks are like, where is it? I drove around. Couldn't find it.
Couldn't find it. I know.
But it's right on Royal Palm Point.
I have a new restaurant on Royal Palm Point, and it's just simply called Kitties. And what would I say about it? I'm at 48 Royal Palm, so you can find that. That's easy enough.
It's in that same plaza as like the Framing Shop, What a Tavern, all those
Saki. Yeah. Lori Rose, phenomenal art gallery.
Yes.
Have you seen her stuff? My next door neighbor.
I looked through the window.
She's really good.
Quite talented.
Yeah, so I'm over there on Royal Palm Point, and I have this small little restaurant, and this is by far and away the most fun thing I've done. This is my sixth restaurant, depending on how you count it. It could be six or seven.
Okay.
And it's small. It's about 36 seats inside, and I have room for about 30 people outside. But what's really cool about this is I oriented it so the dining room is in the back, so it overlooks the water and the patio.
It does. It's stunning views.
It's beautiful. I mean, I every day I walk in, I'm so glad because it's just such a beautiful space, and it's so calm and relaxing, and the water and the dolphins and everything. It's just amazing, and it's so nice to not be eating and look at a parking lot.
Right. Yeah. So like when you walk in, I love the whole look of what you created. It's
thank you.
Almost Moroccan, like inspirations, I feel.
Yeah, it's like hot weather climates.
Right. You're not afraid of color.
Yeah, I love color.
Which is so exciting. So when you walk in, you know, your bathrooms are up front, easy to find. And then you walk down this little hallway and you open to this kitchen with lots of seating around the bar, too, which I always love, especially if you're a single diner. It's so great to be able to engage and see what's
absolutely
going on in the kitchen. It's like dinner and a show every time.
Well, and I get a lot of women who come in, like you and I would go and sit at the wine bar because I did orient it. It's an open kitchen, like really open. My stove is literally right there in the middle of everything. And it's a very, very, very tiny kitchen. It's a New York kitchen, but it works out really well. I mean, I have a great time manning that stove, and I've got my bartender right next to me, and we're serving great wine and beer, and it's just really, really, really fun.
And the outside patio was a process. I mean, Kitty and I have been friends for a number of years, ladies and gentlemen, and this was really a labor of love because it wasn't a restaurant before, so there was a lot of retrofitting that had to happen. And ability to create that outdoor space didn't exist before. So that was from scratch, which is so pretty.
It was from scratch. It was just a gravelly dirt patch with a massive bougainvillea. And when we took the bougainvillea out and set up the patio back there, I mean, I was stunned. It's a paver patio. I had to build a brick retaining wall to hold it in place and raise it up so that it would be level with the restaurant floor interior. So if you were in a wheelchair, you can easily move in between the two spaces. If you want to sit outside, you're in good shape. But the patio came out so much bigger than I ever imagined. I was just like, wow, this is really nice.
It is.
It is really beautiful.
Yeah. And then, of course, you have the ability, being on the water right there on one of those little fingers, that you're able to potentially even come by boat. And that's scarce in Vero.
Yeah, that is. So, I'm working on getting possibly two slips right behind the restaurant. I think it'd be kind of cool to build a lowered dock on in between, just a floating dock, like a pontoon dock, that people could come by their dinghies if they're liveaboards out at the marina.
Valid.
Yeah. And then you would still be able to tie up a boat to the dock in the other space or around there and come. The only thing that makes me a little nervous is the walkways are a little narrow. So I have to figure that out. You probably have to sign a waiver so that I don't get in trouble on that one.
Right. So let's talk about what you're cooking back there, because
what am I cooking?
Yeah. I mean, like, the thing is that the menu can change every day. That's what you're loving about it, right?
Yeah. I change the menu all the time. I've had great success. I've been doing a rabbit fricassee. Mm. It's kind of funny. A lot of people haven't had rabbit, and I'm here to tell you, it tastes just like chicken. But it's raised so much healthier. And so I've been doing this rabbit fricassee with wild morel mushrooms and leeks and, some crumbled goat cheese on it over some penne pasta or bow tie or whatever I have on hand. And then I've always been known for my seafood. So I do have the Jumbo Diver sea scallops that I run with who knows what I've got with them that day, because I change it all the time.
That's exciting, though.
Yeah, yeah. And because
like you have your base ingredient, but then you can experiment with all the
other
stuff.
I've done it with a corn salad. I did it with a rhubarb and asparagus couscous, which I loved.
Wow.
Yeah, but rhubarbs, it got to be a little bit difficult to get. You know, it's seasonal, so it comes and it goes. And I'm running some swordfish right now, because obviously the swordfish are running. They're going from south up to north along the New England coastline. And so the quality right out of Fort Pierce is phenomenal.
Very cool.
Yes, yes. Delicious.
Oh, my goodness. I'm hungry already. So it's just for dinner, right?
Yeah, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 o'clock.
Until close.
And that could be really any time. There are times when I have people walking in at 9:30, 10 o'clock after they've been to the theater. And if I'm still in the building, I'm still cooking. I really don't mind, because, you know, when I was on the beach and had the wine bar, that was just snacky wine bar food. But if I was there, we were open until, I think, I don't know, one or...
When they changed it to two, you closed the kitchen?
Well, we still closed at one, but... Mm-hmm. But yeah, my thing is if we're still there, we're still capable of feeding you.
That's just a good rule of thumb.
I mean, why not?
Yes.
I like to eat late.
Now, so it's beer and wine only.
Yes.
What are some of the wines that you're most excited about at the moment? Because Kitty and I first met years ago, and our friendship developed over good wine.
That's because you were selling me good wine.
Right. That's how we met. And here we are today.
Here we are.
But are you really, like, excited? Are you having a wine of the moment?
You know, it's really funny. They say it is a thing that when you're in the wine business, and you go the distance and you start getting old like me, and you've drunk everything
well
out there,
seasoned.
Cabs, Chardonnays, all of that, that at the end of the line, you discover Riesling.
Mm.
So I have this Riesling. It's called Fritz the Cat. And I don't know why. I think it's because there's a cat on the label that looks just like my cat, Charlie. But it's in a blue bottle. It's absolutely delicious. And it's only 8% alcohol.
Oh,
and it's from Germany, so it's not sickeningly sweet. It's just crisp, and it's really good, and it goes great with screaming hot weather.
Yes.
And there's another one that I have from Provence, from the south of France. It's a white Grenache, And it's called Côte d'Est, and it's really good, too. So crisp whites are where I'm at right now. Mm-hmm. Although if I go home late at night and I'm going to have, say, rabbit fricassee or cook a steak or something like that, then I'm going to move into reds.
Well, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, I mean, right now, this is the time of year that I really love, not just the Treasure Coast, but Florida as a whole, where we have more time in our day, more sunshine.
It's so great.
Yeah. And so, like, at 5 o'clock, when someone's able to come in and before they jump right into an entree, that they're able to sip on something white and crisp and refreshing, it makes perfect sense because of where your placement is. You know, it's still sunny.
Absolutely.
It's still sunny at 5. It's still sunny at 6. And it's still sunny at 7.
Yeah. And I get a tremendous breeze on that patio. But yeah, you know, you can come in. A lot of people don't think about this, but especially in the summertime, you look at the Mediterranean or any of the equatorial, you know, towns and villages and places around the globe where it's very hot, and they tend to eat really late at night. So what they do is they'll have a snack at 5, and then they might go take a nap or go to a show or do something like that and then eat later because it's cooler because they didn't have air conditioning.
Ah, very true.
So, again, getting back to my point, I like to eat late.
Yes.
Maybe not heavy late, but I like to eat well late, you know, like the escargot. You love my escargot.
I am addicted. I can't really have my escargot anywhere else because it's more of that old school traditional escargot, which, I mean, I'm not one to turn my head to melted butter and garlic. Don't get
me wrong. Well, it's but got it's that, like, but it's like, also got the bacon and the apples.
That's what I'm saying. Your escargot is so different, though. It's not just it's not saturated in butter and served in one of those traditional French dishes that are cool to see.
Sure.
And it's fun, but it's not the flavor and what I've been spoiled with in having. And then you put yours with that little crostini thing that delightful.
Yeah.
It's like an escargot mini petite sandwich in every bite because I layer it with the apple, the bacon, the escargot, and the little bit of puff pastry. And I'm so spoiled.
And it's good.
But it doesn't have a pound of butter on it either, which makes me so happy.
Well, that's the whole point. Yeah. It has other things.
Yeah.
Apple juice.
Thank heavens.
From the apples.
So the escargot is available.
The escargot is on the menu. And the other big seller that I'm selling right now is I have this Mediterranean eggplant dip that's coming with some warm naan bread. And so that's totally vegan. It comes, I take the eggplants, I cook them down with some fresh tomatoes, some onions, caramelize it all in some good quality avocado oil. And then I add capers and some olives and some fresh thyme, rosemary, some garlic. And then you just cook it all down until it's just this wonderful mess of goodness. And then I chill it. And it's just great on this warm bread.
Oh, wow.
So instead of having a hot dip and cold bread, we've reversed it.
Right?
And it's delicious.
Cold dip and hot.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you've always been so good at that shareable dip scenario.
I like it when people share. I want them to, honestly, I don't care if I sell entrees because that's just one plate. If you come in and get 3 or 4 of my little snacky things, or then you're getting a world of different flavors without a big commitment.
That's really valid.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the perfect backdrop. Because the venue is so beautiful, ladies and gentlemen. And like she said earlier, you're not going to see a sign on the door. You need to know it's there. It's that sort of positive word of mouth vibe for a professional restaurateur who's really gained a lot of success and notoriety here in Vero, though she's classically trained and been everywhere. But this is home.
Right, it is. And I will say, I'm not trying to be a snot about the sign. Here's what everybody should know about the sign, is that the guys who run the building are phenomenal. They have been better to me than anyone else that I've ever dealt with. However, I don't like the font that they're using for the sign on the building, and they won't let me change it.
So
do not like the font. I don't like the blue color that they have because I'm trying to leave blue starfish behind.
Yeah.
And just move into, you know, kitties.
This new chapter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a new chapter. So, I mean, it's not, people are giving me grief about the whole sign
thing. The sign is the fact that there is no sign.
But that's it. If you see a space and there's no sign, you found it.
Ta-da! You made it to kitties!
So that's the sign. The sign is there is no sign.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. We're chatting with my dear friend Kitty Wagner of Kitties, now open on Royal Palm Point in Vero Beach. Worth the drive, ladies and gentlemen, worth the drive if you're coming from elsewhere in the Treasure Coast. Quick shout out to my friends at Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. Let them take care of your upcoming home loan during the summer months. I'm telling you, people are back into mortgages, right? Like, it's not just cash transactions right now. So there's an opportunity for you to secure a home. It's so exciting.
And you can deduct your mortgage interest
on your taxes. It's beautiful.
So if you don't want to pay cash, you know, go ahead and buy the house. It doesn't matter. You're going to pay the same, but you can deduct all your mortgage interest anyway.
See?
So it's not like that. It's not like that interest rate really matters.
And importantly, they use local appraisers, right? So you don't want somebody coming up from Miami trying to compare prices where the Treasure Coast is different. So Caliber Home Loans, offices in Melbourne, Vero, St. Lucie. We appreciate you being part of the program and the knowledge and commitment you give to the community. There's much more in store. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats, and chairs, including lots of slipcover styles from Universal, Four Seasons, and Capri. We have a gallery of Tommy Bahama and Lexington with styles designed for a relaxed approach to the finer things in life. Right now, we're having a summer sale with lots of great markdowns, including all pictures, lamps, and accessories half price. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach, next to Planet Fitness. Family owned and operated since 1991. Don't forget to visit our outlet and closeout store directly across the street and visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Sunshine Furniture, the best in every way. Ooh, how a sunshine day. Sunshine Furniture, the best in every way. Ooh, how a sunshine day. Sunshine.
You can trust Sandpiper Pest Control, serving Indian River, St. Lucie, and Brevard. Certified by the state of Florida to treat homes, lawns, and termites. Fully licensed and insured. Priced right, effective, and friendly.
Hi, this is Joel, the owner of Sandpiper Pest Control. Sandpiper can solve your pest issues. No contracts to sign, just results.
Call for a free estimate, 772-589-0204. Sandpiper Pest Control, a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
Revive Vero Beach, located next to Anytime Fitness on Oslo Road and 27th Avenue, has everything you need to look and feel your best, including hormone replacement therapy, stem cell therapy, sexual wellness, weight loss, laser aesthetics, hair, tattoo, and skin spot removal, Botox and fillers, cryotherapy, comprehensive blood work, and everybody's favorite, ozone and IV therapy. Refresh, renew, and revitalize yourself at Revive today. Call 772-492-6607. A member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Hey, hey, friends. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the most. A shout out to my team over at White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery. If you know of anyone that's planning a relocation, big or small, near or far, we are an interstate agent with Beacons. We can bring your friends and family into and out of Florida, as well as help you with the heavy lifting, making it a pleasurable, cost-effective experience. I mean, men with muscle isn't overrated, right, Kitty?
Yeah, they can show up and move your piano.
See?
They've moved mine 100 times.
She's like, that piano's going with me places, folks. So shout out to White Glove. If you know of someone moving, it's always a free estimate. We'd love the opportunity to be top of mind. True Color Salon and Spa, open evenings and weekends. A stylist for every type of hair, for every budget. They do massage, electrolysis, nails. They do it all at True Color Salon and Spa, and all with a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. So if you're ready for a change in the summer months, you're looking for a new salon, True Colors. Yes, it's in Vero, but ladies and gentlemen, it's the largest salon on the Treasure Coast, and they'll take good care of you. And of course, treasurecoast.com, 80,000 unique views each and every month, a calendar of events that's free to upload your for-profit or not-for-profit events, updates on beaches and parks. You're going to love treasurecoast.com. It's where to go when you want to be in the know for your friends, your family that are visiting. Kitty Wagner, speaking of friends, my dear friend, she's in the studio. She has a brand new restaurant. It's the Buzz About Town. We were just chatting in the first half of the show, the exciting wines and different foods that you're really just geeked out about being able to share with folks because you didn't cook for a while. You were retrofitting this restaurant that was not even a restaurant space before.
It was just an empty rectangle.
Yeah.
I mean, there was nothing.
It used to be a design studio. It was a client
of mine
at White Glove Moving and Storage.
It
was a dear client. And now it's a restaurant with a patio and the entire seating indoor and out overlooking the Indian River Lagoon.
Yeah. Wow. And the dolphins and the manatees and everything.
And it's accessible by
it's
water.
Beautiful.
I mean, you got other things happening on Royal Palm Point, and you can stroll about now, grab a glass of wine, go visit, peruse.
Absolutely. And you know, there's a lot of new businesses on Royal Palm. Across the street from me, there's a jewelry store that just opened. They've been in quite a bit. There's a wellness clinic. There's all kinds of interesting things going on over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The second Friday of every month, I host my women's networking, Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network, and we host that across the street.
Yeah.
Also, and there's lots of parking. I think that's people overlook that. There's a whole, the whole middle is city-owned parking.
So there's a ton of parking.
There's lots of parking to be had. It's not just what's up next to the door, which, by the way, has no signage if you're looking for Kitty's restaurant, ladies and gentlemen. It's the only one without a sign there in that plaza alongside Saki and Royal Palm Framing and What a Tavern and all those great restaurants and businesses. She's right in there. But, like, if you can't find one right there, I mean, you're just parking in the city parking.
There's plenty of parking. Yeah. You can park right there. And, you know, somebody told me the other day, they were like, well, we Googled you and we couldn't find you. And then somebody else who's in social media said, oh, well, you don't have a phone number, so you probably won't come up on Google. And I thought, oh, well, that's kind of cool.
Right.
So basically,
really know.
I mean, what's wrong with a little urban scavenger hunt? If you're out riding around
nothing.
And you're like, I can't find this place, then just isn't it fun to go to your phone and not get an answer? Has that ever happened ever? Like, wouldn't it be fun to actually go and find something out
or
all
you call
by
a
your
friend.
Big self?
You call a friend.
Yeah,
like,
you
I
call
can
a
Google
friend.
It. I
you
have
call
to
a
know.
Friend who says, oh, yeah, we just ate there. And they'll be like, yeah, it's the one without the sign. It's kind of fun.
It is fun. So Tuesdays through Saturdays.
Yes.
5 o'clock to close.
Yep.
Beer, wine, entrees, shareables.
Yeah, all of that good stuff. All that good stuff. The menu changes whenever I feel like it, which, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, cheers to Kitty Wagner and
cheers.
The All New Kitties.
Thank you.